Josh Jacobs was back on the practice field Tuesday, returning from the groin injury he suffered at family night, per Bill Huber at Packers on SI, right on the at least one more week timeline the beat had projected. He then sat Friday's preseason game in Denver, per Rob Reichel at Forbes, which is the standard handling for a veteran lead back 2 weeks from the opener. Get the practice rhythm back, skip the exhibition contact. His teammates spent the week talking about what the offense is missing without him. Linebacker Zaire Franklin, per Huber, Josh is the engine of that offense. Having a tough style running back that you have to earn a tackle every single time opens up every single thing. Meanwhile, the backfield behind him kept sorting itself in his absence. Marshawn Lloyd caught an 11-yard touchdown from Jordan Love in Denver, his first NFL score, while Pierre Strong Jr. carried 8 times for 37 yards and Jaden Nixon added a fourth-quarter touchdown, per Wes Hodkiewicz and Mike Spofford at the team's website. Chris Brooks did not appear in the game coverage. Our June preview's caution about a year 7 back's margin for wear now has its first line item. The groin cost him 2 weeks of camp and 2 games, while the efficiency and touchdown rate questions that preview actually turns on weight for September. Watch next whether Jacobs plays any snaps in the preseason finale or goes into week 1 with 0 live reps since family night, and how the backfield behind him looks after the cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.